including Friday night fireworks, Thursday, Sunday, Saturday, and Jose all day. So join us for our last chance dance, September 19th to the 24th. Thank you.
Thank you. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Sugar Land Space Cowboys in Game 4 of a six-game series. Well, it's been a Rainiers advantage so far in the series. Tacoma has taken two of the first three games, and that includes a 5-3 victory here last night. And the Rainiers picked up a game on first-place Round Rock with their win yesterday. Tacoma is just two games out of first place with 21 to go. The Rainiers are in third. Las Vegas is one game ahead of the Rainiers. Round Rock in first place, two games ahead of the Rainiers. So the Rainiers very much in the thick of the pennant race as we get down to the nitty-gritty. And the Rainiers would like to pile up a few more wins against a Sugar Land club that's struggling right now. Sugar Land 18-36 in the second half. That's the worst record in the league in the second half. So we'll see if the Rainiers can continue to pick up some wins against this club. On the mound for Tacoma today, Marcus Walden. He'll be opposed by Brandon Bielak for Sugar Land. And we're just a few minutes away from first pitch here at Cheney Stadium. We've got a roster move to report. We'll get to that when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Tacoma hosting Sugar Land tonight. Game four of this six-game series. Game 10 of the 12-game homestand. Just two games left. Tomorrow night at 6:05 and Sunday at 1:35. Then the Red Ears hit the road for 2 weeks before coming home for the final six games of the season, starting on September 19th. Roster move today. The Mariners officially called up Sam Haggerty as rosters expanded in the major leagues today. And the Red Ears brought Marcus Walden off the development list to make the start today. Red Ears won yesterday 5-3. Jake Schneider, big game, three-run homer in the first, drove in another run in the sixth. Zach Deloach belted a homer as well, his 19th of the year. Tacoma winning yesterday 5-3. Excellent relief work from Ryder Ryan and Riley O'Brien yesterday as the Red Ears got the win. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game. First, for the visiting Sugarland Space Cowboys, Houston Astros affiliate managed by Mickey Story. They're 51-78 on the year. Leading off, playing center field, Joey Loperfido. Batting second, right fielder Corey Jolks. Hitting third, the second baseman David Hensley. Shea Whitcomb bats cleanup. He's at shortstop. J.J. Matijevic is the DH. Hitting sixth, catcher Andrew Knapp. Luke Berry, he'll bat seventh. He's at first base. Ryland Bannon, eighth. He's at third. And hitting ninth, the left fielder, Marty Costas. On the mound, Brandon Bielak. Bielak, 1-2 with a 5.84 ERA. Red Ears are 69-60 under manager John Russell. The Mariners' AAA club will lead off with Ryan Bliss at shortstop. Rehabbing Jared Kelnick, bat second. He'll play right field today. Hitting third, the designated hitter, Zach Deloach. Jake Schneider bats cleanup at third base. Hitting fifth, left fielder, Taylor Trammell. Adam Engel will hit sixth. He's in center. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Robbie Tenorowicz. Hitting eighth, second baseman, Riley Unroe. And batting ninth, doing the catching, Pedro Severino. On the mound, Marcus Walden. Walden is 3-2 with a 6.31 ERA. Umpires, Cody Oakes has the plate. Dane Ponsack at first, Matt Bates at third. Tacoma and Sugarland, that's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of today's game right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're ready for the start of this one, the Red Ears and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Marcus Walden's first pitch of the night is taken up high for a ball, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. 74 degrees, the game time temperature. Now the next pitch to Joey Loperfido is swung on and fouled back, 1-1 the count. Marcus Walden, the veteran on the hill for Tacoma, making his 12th start, 15th appearance. He's 3-2 with a 6.31 ERA in 55 and two-thirds innings. Here's his 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss there, strike two. Walden throws a lot of cut fastballs. That was one right there. Former major leaguer with the Boston Red Sox in 2018, 19, and 20. A reliever in the big leagues, but has been used primarily as a starter by the Red Ears this season. 1-2 pitch, misses for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Walden working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Nice warm night today. Very different weather from yesterday where we had rain all day and played without rain last night, but it was cool. Today it got up around 80 degrees this afternoon in Tacoma, and it's just a beautiful day. 2-2 pitch, grounded left side. That's scooped up by the third baseman, Shiner, and he throws out Loperfido at first. And one man is gone in the top of the first inning. Bouncer the other way. Jake Shiner, playing way off the line, was positioned well to handle that one, and he throws out Loperfido. So one down. And now Corey Jolks will be the hitter. Jolks making his first appearance of this series. Just recently sent down by the Houston Astros. And the pitch to Jolks is down low for a ball, 1-0. He has only played in 8 AAA games this year. He's mostly been in the big leagues enjoying his rookie season with Houston. 1-0 pitch is a fastball called a strike, 1-1. Jolks hit .245 with 6 homers, 33 runs batted in, and 298 at-bats for Houston so far this year. 1-1 pitch, outside, 2 balls, 1 strike. Right here's wearing the red today. Red jerseys, red hats, white pants. Sugarland in there, very light blue jerseys. Two-one pitch, swung on, lined into right. That's going to be a base hit, possibly more, and it will be more as Trammell. Or Kelnick can't cut it off. It goes through to the fence, and it is going to be a double for Jolks. So Corey Jolks lines one towards right center, very sharply hit, and Kelnick had to chase it down, putting his foot to test out there in right field. Corey Jolks with a one-out double. So Jolks is at second with one down, and now David Hensley is the hitter. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Hensley hitting .236, 4 homers, .366 on base percentage. 1 night here, a little tiny breeze blowing in from center field. Not much to it. Now the pitch, the 1-0 inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now Walden's 2-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Walden in his last start, which came 8 days ago, faced Las Vegas. Allowed 5 runs in 4 1/3 innings. Ended up taking the loss in a game the Rainiers lost 5-3. Next pitch is a fastball called a strike, 2-2. We are using the challenge system today. That means the human umpire, Cody Oakes, is calling the balls and strikes, and the players have the ability to challenge, and then they go to the automated system for a final verdict. And the 2-2 pitch lined the other way, and that's a base hit into right field. Kelnick fields it on a hop and fires it in, and Jolks has to stop at third. It's a single for Hensley, and Sugarland has runners at the quarters with one out. So a liner to right by Hensley. Runners at first and third, one down for Shea Whitcomb, the cleanup man. Whitcomb hitting .232 with 18 homers in 67 games for Sugarland. Has 30 homers between AA and AAA this year. He swings and hits a one-hopper to third. Shiner goes to second but throws it away, and the ball goes into right field. Jolk scores. Hensley goes to third, and safe at first is Whitcomb. And instead of a possible inning-ending double play, a run is in. And no outs were recorded on the play. And it is a 1-0 ball game. Air charge to Shiner for the throw. And runners at first and third with one out now for J.J. Matijevic. So a misplay for the right ears. And a costly one at that. That could have been a double play. Runner from first takes off, pitches a strike, throw to second, goes into center field. And now trotting in and scoring from third is Hensley. And an air charge to Severino for the throw to center, allowing the run to score. And we've seen two throwing errors for the right ears here. And it is a 2-0 ball game. Wow. Now the 0-1 is bounced towards first, fielded by Tanerowicz. Doesn't have to throw it anywhere, just takes it to the base for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the first inning. Rainiers have not made a lot of errors this year, but two here in the first inning, both throwing errors by regular players. Andrew Knapp now the batter with the runner at third as Whitcomb moved up on that grounder. And two outs. Knapp, switch hitter, bats left, was with the Rainiers and briefly the Mariners last year. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. There's strike one. Runs this inning are unearned to Walden. As here's a swing and a foul at the plate, and that is strike two to Knapp. Andrew Knapp, former Philadelphia Philly in the big leagues. That was the team he spent the most time with. The pitch called strike three, and Knapp goes down looking, and that wraps up the top of the first inning. Rough inning for the right ears defensively. A two-run score on two hits, two Tacoma errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Sugarland 2, Tacoma coming to the plate.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
A two-score for Sugarland at the top of the first, and now the Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Bliss, Celtic, and Deloach, the top three in the order today against right-hander Brandon Belak. Belak has spent more time in the major leagues than in AAA this year. This is his eighth AAA start and 10th appearance. 1-2 with a 5.84 ERA for Sugarland. 37 AAA innings. He has struck out 46 and walked only 12. He's actually made 13 major league starts for Houston this year and is 5-6 with a 3.83 ERA in the big leagues. When the Astros traded for Verlander at the deadline, as here's one up high and away to Bliss, Belak lost his rotation spot, although he has since been recalled by the Astros. In fact, his most recent outing was with Houston on August 24th. 1-0 pitch coming to Ryan Bliss, and it is taken inside for a ball. Bliss hitting 193 for Tacoma, three homers and 109 at-bats. Now this pitch misses inside. Three balls, no strikes. Bliss out ahead of the count. And the pitch poured in there for a strike. 3-1. This pitch is inside, ball four. Leadoff walk for Bliss to start the bottom of the first inning, so he heads down to first base. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick in his second rehab game for Tacoma. DH'd yesterday and had four plate appearances, was 1-for-3 with a walk. Had a single and a walk and two strikeouts. He scored two runs, really helped out the Rainiers offense. He swings at the first pitch here and fouls it back. There's strike one. Today, Kelnick playing right field. We'll see if he plays all nine innings or not. It would be pretty normal for him to come out at some point before the end of the game in his first defensive assignment, as that typically happens in rehab situations. He takes this one high. One ball, one strike to Kelnick. And a move to first and back in his Bliss. Kelnick coming back from a fractured left foot, and he already had to run around quite a bit out in right field in the top of the first inning. Next pitch with the runner going is a ball, and the throw to second is not in time. Bliss steals second base, and he is in scoring position. Ryan Bliss with his 10th steal since joining the Rainiers in 27 games. And Bliss now with 45 stolen bases this year between AA and AAA. Next pitch to Kelnick is up high, ball three. So three balls, one strike. Good hitter's count here for Kelnick. And the 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming, swing and a miss. That is strike three, and that is the first out of the inning. Kelnick swinging through a changeup from Belak. So one away, and now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. And the pitch is down in the dirt. Here comes the 1-0 from Belak. And it's grounded up the middle, but right to the shortstop, Whitcomb, who is playing almost behind second base. And he fields it and throws out to Loach. The runner moves up. Bliss takes third. There are two outs now, though, and Jake Shiner coming to the plate. Shiner stands in, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Well, maybe. Sugarland has asked for a challenge. So we're going to go to the automated ball strike system, see what it has to say. And it said the pitch was outside, so the umpire was right, and Sugarland loses a challenge. And so they only have two left. Once a team is wrong on three challenges, they're done for the night. So Sugarland's 0 for 1. 1-0 pitch to Shiner. Called a strike. Even count now. Shiner sitting on 99 runs batted in on the year. And he takes down and in, 2-1. 252 average, 29 homers for Shiner. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a change. Belak's had a good change here in the first inning. Belak out of Notre Dame. 2017 draft pick, the Astros. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Got a fastball past Shiner, and that does it for the Red Ears at the bottom of the first. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the second inning at Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Two nothing. Sugar Land leads the Raiders. We go to the second inning of play. Luke Berryhill, Rylan Bannon, and Marty Costas, the 7-8 and 9 hitters for Sugar Land, coming to the plate here in the second against the Raiders starter Marcus Walton. Two unearned runs scoring in the first as the Raiders made two errors defensively. Here's Walden's pitch to Berryhill, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Berryhill, a high on base percentage hitter. He draws a ton of walks. He's hitting 229, but has a 375 on base percentage as he watches one down low, ball two. And his eye was on display in his last game on Wednesday when he came to the plate five times and drew three walks and then was 1-for-2 in the other two at bats. 2-0 pitch from Walden is called a strike on the inside edge, and the count goes to 2-1. Pitch swung on, hit in the air towards left center. Loping over is Adam Engel, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the top of the second inning. Berryhill flies out to Engel. And now Rylan Bannon will be the batter. Bannon hitting 229, 15 homers. 777 OPS for Bannon. Walden to the plate, and the pitch is taken for a ball. Next pitch, down and in. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, swinging a foul tip at the plate. Walden going with a slider there, and he's out ahead in the count. One ball, two strikes. We're in the waning days of baseball here at Cheney Stadium. After tonight's game, there are only 8 home games left. The last two of this weekend, and then the 6 from September 19th to 24th. Sears one outside to Bannon. Even if the Raiders end up winning the second half title and making the playoffs, which is very much a possibility, they would play the playoffs entirely on the road. 2-2 pitch to Bannon. Swing and a miss there. Strike three. Down he goes. Walden has his second strikeout. Two down at the top of the second inning, and now Marty Costas is the hitter. Costas. .243 hitter for Sugar Land. Playing left field today. He's their fourth outfielder. He swings and hits a bouncer to second. That's fielded by Unroe, and he throws out Costas at first, and it's a three up, three down, top of the second inning for Walden. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Sugar Land 2, Tacoma nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
2-0 is the score. Sugarland with the early lead over the Rainiers. And Tacoma coming to the plate here at the bottom of the second. It'll be Taylor Trammell, Adam Engel, and Ronnie Tanerowitz to bat this inning. And Trammell digging in at the plate now. He's been in a bit of a funk at the plate recently, and he'd like to snap out of it. Maybe tonight will be the night. He takes the first pitch of breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. Trammell hitting 260, 18 homers in 70 games, 389 on base percentage. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. Trammell did collect a hit yesterday, went 1-for-4. One one pitch coming from Belak. And it swung on and hit in the air to right field, and it is not deep. The right fielder Jolks makes the catch, and one man is out. Trammell didn't get all of that one, as it was out towards the end of the bat a little bit, it looks like, even though he pulled it. And right fielder making the play. So one down, and now Adam Engel will be the hitter. Engel hitting 246, 11 homers, and he takes a fastball for a strike, going 1 the count. Next pitch, swung on, bounced to the left side, scooped up at third by Bannon, fires to first in time to get the speedy Engel, and that's out number two. So Engel grounds out to third. And now, Robbie Tanerowitz will be the hitter. He's hitting 224 with a couple of homers. Had his eight-game hitting streak come to an end yesterday, went 0-for-4. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, inside, two balls, no strikes. And there's a ball that catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike, 2-1. Breaking pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike two to Tanerowitz. Two pitch. Low and away, ball three. Payoff. Swung on and popped up towards second, and Hensley is under it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. Rainiers go in order, and we head to the second inning of play. It's Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn
more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at PropelInsurance.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
2-0, Sugar Land leads Tecoma. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Marcus Walden on the mound for the Red Ears. They'll face the top of the order, Joey Loperfido, Corey Jolks, and David Hensley. Loperfido grounded out his first time up. He's 0-1 today. Left-hand hitter. Just recently promoted to AAA by the Astros. The pitch from Walden is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Loperfido considered one of the Astros' better hitting prospects. High on base percentage. Left-hand hitting outfielder. 0-1 pitch from Walden is popped up, foul, third base side. Shiner over for a look, but this is out of play. 0-2 the count to Loperfido. Loperfido, born in Philadelphia, 24 years old. Hit .296 with 19 homers in AA this year. At a .392 on base percentage as that one was down and in. One and two the count. Next pitch misses. 2-2. Now a swing and a bouncer foul on the first base side. Two-two pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Walden got him with his slider, and down goes Loperfido, and that is strikeout number three for Walden tonight. Now Corey Jolks will be the batter. He doubled the right center his first time up. Walden with his pitch. And it swung on and wrapped on the ground sharply into right field. A base hit the other way for Jolks. He's 2-for-2 hitting the ball to right. And that ends a string of six straight batters retired by Walden. David Hensley will now be the batter. He singled and scored in the first inning. Walden ready. Here's his pitch. And it's a swing and a miss and a slider. Top of the third inning. AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Houston Astros going at it here at Cheney Stadium as Walden makes a pickoff move and Jolks is back in. Rainiers lead the season series over Sugar Land 6-3. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Here comes the 1-1, and it's a called strike. Fastball on the inside edge, 1-2 now. Walden has struck out 3 today. Next pitch, called strike 3, and down goes Hensley, maybe. He's asking for a challenge, so we'll go to the automated ball strike system, see what it has to say. Hensley has a really good eye, and he was right. That pitch is outside by a hair, so Sugarland wins the challenge, and it is not a strikeout. In fact, it was ball 2, so 2 balls, 2 strikes to Hensley. He's waving the bat back and forth now. Walden with a quick pickoff throw, and Jolks is back in. That's the second pickoff throw over this plate appearance. Two-two pitch, swung on, fouled away. Still 2-2. Two-two again from Walden. And it swung on and bounced foul first base side. And it is still 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Hensley prolonging his plate appearance by winning a challenge, and now he's fouling off pitches. Once again, the 2-2. Grounded right side. This might be 2. Unroh feeds Bliss for 1. On to Todorovic. There's 2. The Red Ears turn the double play. Unroh to Bliss to Todorovic. And that wraps up the top of the third inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the Help Me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Sugarland leads 2-0 over the Red Ears. We go to the bottom of the third. Unroh, Severino, and Bliss to bat this inning against Brandon Belak. Unroh started the double play that ended the top of the third. And now he gets to bat. He is a switch hitter, so he'll bat left-handed against the right-hander Belak, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. Unroh hitting .227 in 24 games for Tacoma since coming up from AA Arkansas. And he's belted a couple of homers. .376 on base percentage. 0-1 pitch swing and a miss at a change, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is low. 1-2. Now the 1-2 is low. Two balls, two strikes. Two delivery is a check swing on a pitch up high, and he held up in time, and the catcher Knapp started throwing the ball around the infield. He thought that they had gotten the strikeout on that pitch, and he threw the ball to third to go around the horn with it, and it was not a strikeout. Unroh didn't swing at it, and the pitch was high. Counts full 3-2. Here's the payoff now. And it swung on and sprayed to third, where it's caught by Bannon for the out. Unroh stroked that pitch the other way, but right to Rylan Bannon. That's seven in a row set down by Belak since he walked the leadoff man in the first inning. Here's Pedro Severino. He's been swinging a hot bat lately, although yesterday 0-for-2 with a walk. Didn't get into the hit column last night. So he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Really, Shiner and Deloach and Kelnick had all the offense for the Red Ears yesterday in the 5-3 victory. So here's one in for a strike. Kelnick reached base twice, scored two runs. Deloach was 3-for-4 with a solo homer. And Shiner, a three-run homer, four runs batted in total. Here's a bouncer foul. 1-2 to Severino. One-two pitch. Down in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That's strike three. Severino is Belak's third strikeout victim of the night. Two down for Bliss, who drew that leadoff walk in the first. Pitch to Bliss. Bounce towards third, and it's through between short and third and into left. A base hit. And the Red Ears have their first hit of the game. Ryan Bliss finds the hole between short and third. Got it right past the diving Rylan Bannon. Now Jared Kelnick will hit. Kelnick struck out swinging his first time up. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. Yesterday was the first game of his rehab assignment. It was his first time seeing live pitching since July 19th. Time called. Kelnick steps out for a moment. Kelnick is the only member of the Tacoma Rainiers right now, who has homered off Shohei Ohtani this year. His last big league homer was against Ohtani on June 9th. Runner goes, pitches outside, throw down to second base, is not in time. Bliss just ahead of the throw from Knapp for his second steal of the night. And his 11th as a member of the Red Ears. And his 46th of the year period between AA and AAA. That was a really close play at second base. So 2-0 to Kelnick. There he goes to third. The pitch is misses for ball three. The throw there is too late. Bliss stealing third. And he's up to three stolen bases on the night. And Bliss now at third with the 3-0 count to Kelnick. And Zach Deloach is on deck. ...3-0 pitch. Popped up foul. And that's out of play. Three and one now. Kelnick trying to come through with two outs. The pitch is, well, low ball four. So he'll head down to first base. Pass the baton to Zach Deloach, see if he can come up with the two-out hit. Deloach grounded to shortstop earlier. He's 0 for 1. Here's the pitch from Belak, and it's a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. There's strike one. Kelnick being held on at first. The pitch is yanked right to the first baseman. Caught by Barry Hill for the out, and the inning is over. Deloach lines out, and Tacoma does not score in the third. No runs, not a hit, and two runners left on. We go to the fourth inning. It's Sugar Land 2, Tacoma nothing.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus it's embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Sugarland leading Tacoma 2-0. We go to the fourth. Shea Whitcomb, J.J. Matijevic, and Andrew Knapp to bat this inning for Sugarland against the Red Ear starter Marcus Walden. Whitcomb reached on an error his first time up. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to short. Bliss fields it, throws to first. One pitch, one out. Whitcomb grounds out to shortstop. What a way for J.J. Matijevic. Well, the Red Ears picked up a game last night on first place Round Rock and pulled within two games of first. Red Ears won here. We talked about that. Round Rock lost in the late innings at Oklahoma City last night, 4-2. So the pitch to Matijevic is outside for a ball. It was tight. Round Rock led 2-1 going to the bottom of the seventh, and they brought in the hard-throwing Alex Spies, who was so impressive here at Cheney Stadium back in July when Round Rock was last here. Here's one outside for a ball. He was not impressive yesterday. He walked four batters in the seventh inning and three runs scored, and Oklahoma City ended up beating Round Rock 4-2. A 2-0 pitch on its way to Matijevic, and it is fouled off, 2-1. So the Red Ears gained on Round Rock, moving from three games back to two back. Vegas also picked up a game. They beat Salt Lake somewhat dramatically at Las Vegas Ballpark last night in 10 innings. Walden with a 2-1 pitch, and it is a check swing foul tip, 2-2. Salt Lake led Las Vegas 7-6 going to the bottom of the ninth. And the Vegas third baseman, Brett Harris, the Gonzaga product, who had homered earlier in the game, tied the game in the bottom of the ninth inning with his second home run of the night. So here's a fly towards left, and Trammell is under it. And he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Matijevic flies out. And now Andrew Knapp will be the hitter. So Harris tied it for Vegas in the ninth with his second homer last night. They went to the 10th. Vegas got out of the top of the 10th without Salt Lake scoring. And then in the bottom of the 10th, with two outs, Harris came up again, and he had the game-winning hit, a single, his fourth hit of the game. So here's one inside to Knapp for a ball. So Harris tied it in the ninth with a homer and then walked it off with an RBI single in the 10th, and he was 4-for-5 with two homers on the ninth. Now a liner the other way, and that's going to get into left. Trammell ranges over to cut it off, and he'll hold Knapp to a single. So Andrew Knapp has a two-out single to left center. Nice job by Trammell to keep it to one base. As Trammell had to range over and cut that ball off with a slide. Luke Berryhill, the first baseman for Sugar Land tonight. He's now the hitter. As Knapp leads from first base. And the pitch is low and away for a ball. El Paso beat Reno 12-8. That one was closer than it should have been. El Paso took a 12-1 lead into the bottom of the ninth inning in Reno. And things got a little dicey. There's a swing and a miss by Berryhill. Reno scored seven runs in the bottom of the ninth. They were down 11. They cut it to 4 before the final out was finally recorded. One pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Taylor Colway had a 4-hit, 4-RBI game for El Paso last night. Other side of the coin, Albuquerque at Sacramento. They got to the ninth inning 0-0 yesterday, and then at the top of the ninth, Albuquerque's Coco Montez hit a two-run homer, and the Isotopes won it 2-0. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Berryhill. Walden uses his slider to notch his fourth strikeout of the night. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Sugar Land 2, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom.
Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sugarland up 2-0 over the right ears. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Jake Shiner, Taylor Trammell, and Adam Engel to bat this inning. Right ears with just one hit so far against Brandon Bielak, although they did make a little noise after there were two outs last inning, but stranded two runners. Here's the pitch to Shiner, and he takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. Shiner belted his 29th homer yesterday, and it was his 17th here at Cheney Stadium, too shy of the record for most home runs hit here in one season. Set by Adrian Garrett in 1971, it's been 52 years. Counts now 1-1 to Shiner. And he's got a shot. Two homers to tie him with 8.5 home games left. He swings and ropes one to third, diving stop by Bannon, and he gets to his feet, throws to first, and throws high, and pulls Berryhill off the bag, and Shiner is safe on an infield single. This would have been a terrific play had Sugarland gotten the out, as Bannon made a great diving stop, but his throw lifted Berryhill off the base. And so Shiner is on. Now Trammell, the batter. Shiner's hit safely in his last five contests. Pitch to Trammell is outside for a ball, 1-0. Let's see on that replay. Shiner clearly reached the bag while Berryhill was still airborne. pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Next pitch is fouled off into the seats on the third base side. One ball, two strikes to Trammell. Now the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball inside, 2-2. Well, this has been challenged, and it was low, so it was a ball. Sugarland loses its second challenge, and they only have one left. Now the pitch is up high, and the count is full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, swung on, hit in the air towards left, struck well. Costas, though, has room, and he makes the catch, and that is the first out in the fourth. Trammell flies out to left field. And now Adam Engel will be the hitter. Engel grounded out to third his first time up. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch grounded between short and third and threw into left field. A base hit going to second and stopping there is Shiner. Adam Engel with a single through the left side. And the Red Deers have two on with one out here in the fourth, trailing 2-0. Robbie Tanerowitz will be the batter. Tanerowitz popped up his first time up. The pitch is low and away for a ball. Pitch misses ball two. So Tanerowitz out ahead of the count. Two-oh pitch inside and it plunked him. Tanerowitz hit right in the side by that pitch, and that's going to load the bases the painful way. Tanerowitz just jogging down to first, seems to be all right, but he just got smoked. Bases loaded with one out for Riley Unruh. Unruh lined out to third his first time up. Pitch is down low for a ball. Now the pitch grounded to second, could be two. They feed Whitcomb for one on to first in time for the double play, and that ends the rally. The Red Ears do not score. They load the bases with one out, and Riley Unruh had a lot of big hits for the Red Ears in his brief time with the team. Grounds into an inning-ending double play this time around. So no runs on two hits, no errors, and two left. We go to the fifth inning. It is Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
There you go. 2-0, Sugarland leads Tacoma. We go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Marcus Walden on the hill. He'll face Ryland Bannon, Marty Costas, and Joey Loperfido. And the first pitch to Bannon. Bannon trying to bunt for a hit, gets it down. Walden off the mound, picks it up, throws to first for the out. Nicely done. Very cool and collected. Walden just with a little bare hand pickup of this bunt and makes the accurate throw to first for the out. One pitch, one out. Bannon mired in a slump at the plate right now and tried to bunt his way aboard. That could be a good idea, but didn't work for him there. Marty Costas now the batter. And the first pitch to him misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is down low. Two balls, no strikes to Costas. There's a fastball on the inside edge, 2-1. Swing, grounder, right side, backhand by Tanarewicz, throws to Walden, covering first for the out. Nicely done on the right side of the infield by Tanarewicz and Walden. Walden working on all of the PFP drills here in the fifth. Had to field a bunt, cover first base. Now Loperfido is the batter. And the pitch is swung on, bounced to first. Here we go again. Tanarewicz has it. Underhands to Walden, covering first for the out. And three up, three down on a 1-3, a 3-1, and another 3-1 in your scorebook. Everything involving the pitcher and the first baseman. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth. Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Let's see. The answer is...
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Sugar Land 2, Tacoma nothing. Pedro Severino, Ryan Bliss, and Jared Keldick to bat this inning. Severino struck out swinging earlier. He's 0 for 1. Here's the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next offering from Belak. Inside for a ball. Belak pitching into the fifth. He has a piggyback partner in this game. That's what they call it. Sears went outside for a ball. The Astros organization will use starting pitchers two in one game, where the first one goes 4 or 5 innings and then the other one goes 4 innings. Sears a pitch in for a strike. And for Sugarland in today's game, they're expected to use Rhett Koba, who is a starting pitcher by trade, to follow Belak in this game and go multiple innings. Grounder down the third baseline, fair ball. Severino is around first. Over to get it is Costas. Severino is going to jog into second base with a leadoff double here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Pedro Severino yanking a grounder down the third baseline. And now Ryan Bliss will be the batter. Rainiers get the leadoff man on base here with an extra base hit. Bunt in front of the, well, foul ball, says the plate umpire. So just a foul to Bliss. Now the next pitch is a check swing, and Bliss went around. That's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up and in. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch up and in, and Bliss has to bend backwards on this one to avoid getting plunked. Now the pitch is hit high in the air to center field, and going back and reaching up and making the catch and falling down is Loperfido, and Severino is going to tag and go to third, and not sure what happened out there with Loperfido. This ball was well struck to center field, and it was pretty deep, but there's a ton of room out there. It wasn't going anywhere, and Loperfido ended up having to make a late adjustment, got that ball and fell down, was kind of lunging backwards or leaning backwards, I guess, as he got it, and Severino able to tag up and go to third. So he's at third with one out. And now Jared Kalnick will be the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next delivery up high for a ball. Infield in with a two-run lead. Pitch is grounded right to Hensley. It works. He fields it, freezes the runner at third, and throws out Kelnick at first, and two men are gone. So they brought the infield in and were able to prevent the run from scoring. Now they'll back up to normal depth. Deloach, the hitter, with a runner at third and two down. And the pitch is outside. Reiner's looking for a big hit with two outs. Next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 2-0. Two-oh pitch is called a strike now, 2-1. Severino down the line from third. And the pitch is outside. 3-1. Belak fires, and this is popped up foul and out of play on the third base side. Full count now. Three-two pitch on its way, and it is swung on and fouled at the plate. Still 3-2 to Deloach. So the 3-2 again is a swing and a miss, strike three, and the Red Ears again miss a scoring opportunity. No runs on a hit and a runner left stranded at third base. We move on to the sixth inning, and it is Sugar Land 2, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
All right, take a drink.
Well, we go to the sixth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. It is 2-0, and the Red Ears trailing Sugarland and Tacoma with Marcus Walden on the mound. And he's having a good outing. He's allowed just 4 hits in 5 innings, and the runs that scored in the first inning scored on errors. They're unearned runs. Weldon here in the sixth will face Corey Jolks to start things off. Jolks 2-for-2 with a single and a double, and he has scored a run. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Next offering from Walden. And it's swung on and pulled into left, and it's another hit for Jolks. Over to get it is Trammell, and he'll hold Jolks to a single. So Corey Jolks 3-for-3 tonight in his first game back with Sugar Land after being optioned down by the Astros. David Hensley now the batter. And the pitch to Hensley is up high for a ball, 1-0. Walden now with a 1-0. Swung on, chopped on one, big bounce to short. Bliss to Unroh, there's one. On to Todorovic, there's two. The Red Ears turn their second double play of the night. Bliss to Unroh to Todorovic. And just like that, two men are gone. The base runner is erased. Shea Whitcomb will now be the batter. Red Ears starters getting double play balls these last few days. Two today for Walden. Last night, Logan Allen got three double play grounders. And Tommy Malone got one on Wednesday. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Whitcomb. Whitcomb has hit two grounders in the infield today, 0-for-2 as a result, although one of them he did reach on an error. 0-1 pitch up high for a ball. Now the 1-1 pitch down to the dirt for a ball. 2-1. Two-one delivery, swung on, popped up, right side. Todorovic gives way to Unroh on the outfield grass. The second baseman makes the catch, and the inning is over. Marcus Walden's really having a nice start today. No runs in the sixth for Sugarland on a hit, no errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. We'll see if the Red Ears can get some runs. It's Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sugarland up 2-0. Right here's with Jake Shiner leading things off. New pitcher in for Sugarland, and the first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. This is Rhett Koba. Shiner 1-for-2 with a infield single, and he watches one low and away, 2-0. Koba, spelled K-O-U-B-A, making his second ever AAA appearance here this evening, and his first out of the pen. 2-0 pitch in for a strike, 2-1. He has been at AA in the Astros system this year. This Corpus Christi, Texas, is their AA team, the Hooks. So here's one inside for a ball. And he had good numbers there. 7-5, 3.27 ERA, 118 strikeouts, just 23 walks in 110 innings. 3-1 pitch is fouled down the third baseline. Full count now. Koba, in his AAA debut against Reno, started and got the win. He went five innings and allowed one run, and it was unearned. He did allow a lot of base runners, though. There were six hits and five walks, which is something he was not doing in AA. 3-2 pitch to Shiner is a high ball four. Leadoff walk here at the bottom of the sixth inning. So Shiner heads down to first, and the Red Ears immediately get the tying run to the plate in the form of Taylor Trammell. Trammell 0-for-2 today, a fly out to right field and a fly out to left field. There's an off-speed pitch outside and off the mitt of Knapp, and taking second base is Shiner. Pass ball being charged to Knapp on that one. Now the pitch to Trammell is outside for a ball. Yeah, 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Two-one pitch, down low, 3-1. On deck is Adam Engel. Three-one, swing and a miss. So three balls, two strikes. And the payoff. Called strike three, and Trammell's gonna ask for a challenge. So we'll see what the automated system has to say. Challenge that. Trammell thought this was ball four. The computer says ball four, just barely down low by a smidge, and Trammell wins the challenge on a very close pitch. And back-to-back walks start the bottom of the sixth inning for Tacoma. And now Adam Engel will be the hitter. Engel's 1-for-2 with a single so far tonight. Koba's pitch is in there for a strike. Koba, born in Oklahoma, as his pitch is down low for a ball. Played college baseball in Texas at, well, first at North Central Texas College and then transferred to Dallas Baptist, good baseball program there, and was drafted out of there in 2021. Cova's pitch fouled away by Engel. One ball, two strikes to the Rainier center fielder. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch, swung on, grounded towards third. Nicely backhanded by Bannon. He goes to third for one, throws to first for two. A double play for Sugarland. And every time the Rainiers get some guys on base tonight, they're making plays. And it's the second double play they've turned. And this one, a unique one. The bouncer towards third, Bannon chasing it. His momentum was taking him right towards the base as he fielded it. So he just proceeded to touch third and force out Shiner and then throw across the diamond to first to double up Engel. Now the first pitch to Tanerowicz is called a strike. So a runner at second with two outs. 0-1 pitch. Bounce slowly towards third. Scooped by Bannon. Slings it to first in time for the out. And the Rainiers miss another opportunity here in the sixth. The no runs, hits, or errors, and one man left stranded. We go to the seventh. It's still Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the seventh inning. Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing is our score. Rainiers make their first pitching change of the night. 1-10 is in from the bullpen. And also in right field, Isaiah Gilliam takes over for Jared Kelnick, whose rehab is done today after six innings. Kelnick handled everything in the outfield that came his way and was 0-2 at the plate. First pitch from 1-10, pulled foul down the right field line. That was close to being a fair ball, but foul by inches, and there is strike one to Matijevic. 10 in relief of Marcus Walden, who had a great outing today and is either going to get a no decision or a loss, depending on what happens here in the late innings. But Walden went six innings, allowed five hits, two runs, and they were both unearned runs. He did not walk a batter and struck out four. So So 10 takes over in the seventh. And for Juan 10, this is his 22nd appearance for the Red Ears. 1-1 with a 10.17 ERA. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. 10 has a string of four consecutive scoreless outings, each of them of a length of exactly one inning. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Matijevic. Called, strike three, down he goes. 10 gets the strikeout, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. Nice pitch here from 10, a little off speed to run it back towards the inside corner. Andrew Knapp now the batter. And the pitch to Knapp is outside for a ball. Mariners lost the opener of their road trip in New York today to the Mets 2-1. Just couldn't get the offense going against the Mets right-hander Kodai Senga, who struck out 12 over seven innings. Here's a foul out of play. The only Mariner run came on a J.P. Crawford solo homer. Logan Gilbert was really good, too. He went 6 2/3, allowed one run, got no decision. The Mets won it with a run in the eighth off Andres Munoz. Now the 1-1 is outside 2-1. And run scored on a two-out RBI single by the former Rainier, who's now with the Mets, Dan Vogelbach. Opposite field ground ball base hit. So there's a swing and a miss, strike two to Knapp. So the Mariners lost, but the good news is everyone else who they're competing with in the AL West also lost today. So no ground loss in the standings. There's a bouncer to short. Bliss tossed to first base in time for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the seventh inning. Andrew Knapp bounces out to shortstop. And now Luke Berryhill will be the hitter. Mariners are tied in first in the AL West with Houston, the parent club of Sugar Land. And the Astros lost today at home to the Yankees 6-2. Listen to this one. The Yankees touted prospect Jason Dominguez, the guy they spent their entire allotment of international salary or international bonus money on when he was 16 years old. So there's one for a ball, 1-0. And he made his major league debut today. First at bat, first swing in the big leagues. He homers off Justin Verlander. There's a swing and a miss for a strike. Talk about an inauspicious big league debut. Jason Dominguez goes deep for the Yankees on his first swing off a Hall of Famer. Here's one down low, 2-1. Later in the game, Aaron Judge hit his 250th career homer, and the Yankees beat the Astros 6-2. So the Mariners are still tied in first with Houston, thanks to Judge and the Martian, Jason Dominguez. 2-1 pitch, popped up foul, first base side, and out of play. And then Texas could have gained on both the Mariners and Astros and made it a three-way tie for first place today if they had won their home game against the Twins. They did not. They got shut down by Joe Ryan, and the Twins beat the Rangers 5-1. 2-2 pitch. Down and in, ball three. Full count to Berryhill. Payoff pitch coming, and that's inside, ball four, and Berryhill takes his walk. He does that a lot, and he heads down to first base with two outs, and Ryland Bannon will be the batter. Bannon's 0 for 2 with a strikeout, and tried to bunt his way aboard in the fifth and was thrown out by the pitcher. And the pitch to Bannon is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Now swing and a grounder to the third. Shiner has it, slings it to second for the force out on Berryhill, and that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. And we go to the stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Still Sugar Land 2, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Sugar Land 2, Tacoma nothing. Rainiers have had just four hits through six innings, but they've drawn four walks. They've also had a hit batter. That's nine base runners total. They've had scoring opportunities in each of the last three innings and have not been able to cash in yet. Here's Riley Unroe leading off the seventh, and he takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. The pitcher here, Rhett Koba, beginning his second inning of work. The 1-0 is down and in. Two balls, no strikes. In the fourth inning, the Rainiers loaded the bases with one out, and a double play ball ended that. In the fifth inning, they had a leadoff double, had the runner at third with one out, couldn't get him in. Sixth inning, back-to-back walks started the inning, and then a double play ball. So here's one in for a strike to Unroe. And the Rainiers have had great pitching tonight, but haven't been able to get on the board yet. 2-1 pitch. Unroe thinks about bunting his way aboard, but takes ball three instead. Three and one the count. And the pitch. Down and in, ball four. Leadoff walk. Unroe heads down to first base. Now Pedro Severino will be the hitter. Well, they're done in Oklahoma City tonight. First place Round Rock has won this evening. They beat Oklahoma City 4-2. So the Rainiers have to win this game to remain two games out of first. Pitch to Severino is taken outside for a ball. The Las Vegas game, they're one game behind Round Rock. This is actually stunning. They had a rainout in Las Vegas tonight. No joke. It rained there. Hard. So here's a grounder to third. That's going to be two as Bannon goes to second for one on to first. Another double play. Third double play that the Rainiers have grounded into today. That erases the base runner. Sharp grounder right to the third baseman. Easy twin killing for the Space Cowboys. And now Ryan Bliss is the hitter. Yeah, Salt Lake and Las Vegas rained out in Vegas. They're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. And the pitch is in for a strike to Bliss. They called that game early, too, in Vegas. As here's a liner up the middle. It deflects off of Koba and goes on into center field, and that'll be a base hit for Bliss. And the catcher, Knapp, goes out to check on Koba. Let's watch this again on MLB TV. Liner up the middle, and it hit Koba and then went up in the air and into center. The trainer's got to check on him, and here he comes. Okay, so they are now going to see if Koba's all right, as this ball deflected off of his body, and I think it hit his arm. Koba talking to the trainer now. And they're going to ask him to throw a warm-up pitch. From that angle, you can't tell if it hit his right arm or his right side, because his own body was blocking the view. But he throws a practice pitch. It says he's all right, so let's go ahead and assume it hit him on the side and not the arm. Well, here's a better angle, I think. Still can't really tell, but maybe it hit his hip as he was kind of turning into it there. Anyways, indicates he's all right. He's going to continue on here. Isaiah Gilliam batting for his first time. He replaced Kelnick in the top of this inning defensively. Switch hitter bats left, and the pitch from Koba is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Gilliam 3-for-11 in four games since coming up from Double-A Arkansas, and he's been drawing a lot of walks, 7 walks in his four games. 1-0 pitch down low to Adil. Pitch is fouled back. 2-1. So that Salt Lake Las Vegas game at Las Vegas Ballpark rained out in Las Vegas, hit with a rainstorm, and they called it early. They banged it at like 6, and the game was supposed to start at 7. 2-1 pitch outside, ball 3. And you have to wonder what the Salt Lake Bees did in order for the baseball gods to shine upon them with a Friday night early rainout in Las Vegas. That never happens. 3-1 pitch. Misses ball 4, and Gilliam draws another walk, and the Raiders have 2 on with 2 outs. So Koba has walked 4 batters in an inning and 2/3, but because he's gotten 2 double plays, it hasn't hurt him, not yet anyway. We'll see if maybe this time the Red Ears can get the big 2-out hit. Zach Deloach, the batter, he's 0-for-3. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Deloach is grounded out, lined out, and struck out. Had 3 hits yesterday. This pitch is over for a strike, a fastball, 1-1. Next pitch, outside, 2-1. Just to wrap that up, Salt Lake and Vegas are going to make up the game. It's a they have a doubleheader set for tomorrow. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball 3. And Deloach well out ahead of the count, 3-1. A walk would load him up for Jake Shiner. Pitch. Way outside, ball 4, another walk. So Bliss takes third, Gilliam to second. Deloach walks, that's 5 walks in an inning and 2/3 for Koba. The catcher Knapp goes out to talk to the young right-hander. Just his second AAA game, 23 years old. Turns 24 here on Sunday, actually. And Sugarland is starting bullpen activity. Now the Red Ears cleanup man comes to the plate. Shiner's 1-for-2 with an infield single and a walk tonight. Bases loaded, two outs, and the pitch way up high, a breaking ball that slipped out of his hand. That's ball one. A curve up over the head of Shiner. One oh pitch on its way, and it is a fastball called a strike, 1-1. Copa's been wild. It can be difficult to pull the trigger when you've seen him walk all these guys in front of you. Here's the 1-1 on its way. And it is swung on and popped up foul and out of play on the first base side. And Shiner's behind in the count, 1-2. Bliss, the runner at second. Gilliam, the tying runner, or Bliss is at third, pardon me. Gilliam, the tying runner, is at second. And Deloach at first. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Jake Shiner. It's on its way, and it is a check swing, and the ball gets past the catcher, and breaking in and scoring is Bliss. And Gilliam takes third, and Deloach moves to second. Shiner checked his swing, but did not go around, and the Red Ears get a run on a wild pitch. It's 2-1. A curve that got away from Koba. Now Gilliam, the tying runner, is at third, and the go-ahead runner's at second. 2-2 to Shiner. Swung on and pulled to left field. Back is Costas at the track. He jumps, and he cannot get it. It is gone. A three-run home run. Jake Shiner gives the Red Ears the lead on a ball that just did get over the glove of the leaping left fielder, Marty Costas. It is Shiner's 30th homer of the year, and he's up to 102 runs batted in. Shiner got a breaking ball, pulled it to left. Costas timed his leap, but couldn't come up with that one. Jake Shiner, home run number 30. And he hits triple digits with 102 runs batted in. Leads the league in both categories. Trammell now fouls one off. The Red Ears finally break through. They lead this game 4-2 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two-out rally. Next one down and in for a ball. All set up by the walks. And then Shiner got one. One pitch is popped up towards third, and Bannon will make the catch in fair territory. Trammell is retired and the inning is over, but the Red Ears have the lead. Four runs in the bottom of the seventh on only two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sugarland 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years.
We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
We go to the eighth, the right here, suddenly with the lead. It's Tacoma 4, Sugarland 2. And a new pitcher for the Red Ears, Diego Castillo, comes in from the bullpen on in relief of Juan Ten, who worked a scoreless seventh. Ten walked one, struck out one, didn't allow any hits. So Castillo on the hill for his 37th appearance, 5-4 with a 5.75 ERA. He'll face Marty Costas to start things off. And Castillo's pitch grounded to the left side and threw into left field, a base hit between short and third, and Costas is on to lead off the eighth inning for Sugarland. That's their sixth hit of the night. Joey Loperfido now the batter. He's 0 for 3 so far. Let's take a moment and talk about Jake Shiner's accomplishments now that he's reached the 30 home run plateau and has crossed into triple digits and runs batted in with 102. As the pitch to Loperfido is outside for a ball. The 102 runs batted in is the most by any Rainiers player since 2011, as is the 30 homers. As here's a swing and a foul tip by Loperfido. The last Rainiers player to drive in 100 was Alex Liddy in 2011. He had 104 runs batted in that year. Alex Liddy also hit 30 homers that season. He's the last Rainier to hit 30. As this well moved to first, and Costas is back in. The 30 homers is rarer in franchise history. Shiner just became only the seventh player ever for Tacoma to reach 30 homers in a year. And it's only been done twice since the year 2000 until today, down three times. This next pitch misses for a ball. Liddy hit 30 in 2011, and in 2010, Greg Holman hit 33, the late Greg Holman. Had a great year that year as the Rainiers were league champions. Here's a swing and a miss. And that's strike two to Loperfido. Ball briefly got away from Severino, but he corralled it quickly. One other player in the Tacoma Rainiers era, the Mariners affiliate era, which began in 1995, reached 30 homers. Dan Rohrmeier in 1997 belted 33 home runs. 2-2 pitch called, strike three, and down goes Loperfido. Castillo gets the strikeout, and one man is out at the top of the eighth inning. And now the hot-hitting Corey Jolks will be the batter. Hot-hitting today, he's 3-for-3. So we've talked a lot over the years about how Adrian Garrett is the Tacoma all-time home run king with 43 in 1971. He's the only Tacoma player to ever reach 40. As here's one inside to Jolks. And actually, the second highest single-season home run total is not even really all that close to 40. It's 35, Danny Walton in 1974, the Tacoma Twins. Sears went in for a strike to Jolks. So Shiner hits number 30 with 20 games plus a couple of innings still to go. Move to first, and back in with a dive is Costas. Pitch is down low for a ball to Jokes. 2-1 now. There are two players in Tacoma Rainier's recent history who hit 29 in a year. Mike Karp did it in 2010. So here's one that is called a strike, 2-2. That 2010 championship team was just a bunch of bashers, with Hallman hitting 33 homers and Karp 29. And then they had Mike Wilson, who was, I can't remember his home run total off the top of my head, but he hit bombs. So now the 2-2 to Jolks. Swung on and bounced towards third. That's fielded. No, it's not. Shiner can't field it cleanly. And everyone's going to be safe. Costa's safe at second, and Shiner charged with an error at third, as that just went off his glove. So Shiner hits the three-run homer to give the Red Ears the lead, but now he's made his second error of the night, and the first one led to run scoring, and hopefully this one won't. Two on, one out for David Hensley, who has singled once and has grounded into a double play twice. Maybe he can do that again. Castillo is set. And the pitch is inside, ball one. The other Tacoma Rainier who had 29 homers was A.J. Zapp in 2004. And, of course, one of his went over the center field wall here at Cheney Stadium, the first ever to clear it during a PCL game. As here's one down low to Hensley. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch, low and away, ball three. Severino calls time. He's going to go talk to Castillo for a moment. Rainiers just took the lead in the bottom of the seventh, but a single and now a one-out error have put two on for Sugarland, and it's a 3-0 count to Hensley. A walk would load him up for their cleanup hitter, Whitcomb, who's on deck. Severino and Castillo huddled for a brief moment, but now ready for player to resume. 3-0 to Hensley. Costas with his lead at second, and Jolks from first, and Castillo with the 3-0 pitch, and it is a fastball outside, ball four. So they're loaded up. Costas goes to third. Jolks takes second. Hensley with a walk. And now Whitcomb is the batter. He's hit 30 homers this year, but in two different spots. He's hit 12 in AA and 18 in AAA. Well, now the Red Ears pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, is going to go to the mound, and the Red Ears begin some bullpen activity. A lefty is warming up. That must be Blake Wyman. And could be getting him ready to possibly face the next hitter, Matijevic, who's a left-handed swinger. So Cuevas talking to Diego Castillo. And now the plate umpire out there to break things up, move things along. Well, Shea Whitcomb will be the hitter here with the bases loaded and one out. Castillo comes set. And the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire on appeal. So ball one to Whitcomb. One oh from Castillo. Swing and a miss. Nice low fastball there at 94 on the gun. Now Castillo's ready. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Whitcomb, and it's a swing and a miss, and another heater down, and the count goes to 1-2. So Castillo's ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. Now Castillo is set. 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. He foul-tipped it. Whitcomb stays alive. Got a piece of that pitch. So still 1-2. Costas the runner at third. Jolks is the tying runner at second, and Hensley at first. One ball, two strikes, one out in the eighth. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to Bliss, goes to Unroe. There's one to Todorovic. There's two, the double play to escape the jam. It's been the game of double play grounders on both sides, and the Red Ears just turned a big one. Sugarland does not score in the eighth. No runs on a hit. There was an error and two runners left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Tacoma 4, Sugarland 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is 4-2, Tacoma with the lead. And Adam Engel leading things off, and the pitch is up high for a ball. Rhett Tacoma still in there. And he's walked five in two innings. Pitch is outside to Engel, 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss and a fastball, and the count moves to 2-1. Two-one delivery is hit in the air to right, and moving towards the corner is Jolks, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Engel flies to right field, and now Robbie Todorovic will be the hitter. Todorovic 0-2 and has been hit by a pitch at this one. Now the pitch, swing and a foul out of play on the first base side. Oh, one pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Todorovic. This one is fouled off. Still no balls, two strikes. Now here's one down and in. Now a swing and a bouncer to short. Whitcomb has a little trouble, but recovers and throws out to Narowitz, and two men are gone in the eighth. Riley Unruh will hit. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Looking ahead to the ninth, it is Matijevic, Knapp, and Berryhill who are up for Sugarland, as here's a pitch in for a strike. 0-2 the count. Next pitch makes the count 1-2. One, two pitch to Unruh. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down he goes. And that does it for Tacoma in the eighth. Three up, three down. So we head to the ninth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium with the score Tacoma 4, Sugarland 2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the ninth. The Red Ears leading Sugarland 4-2. And a new pitcher in to try to close it out for the Red Ears. Ryan Jensen comes in looking to try to seal the deal on this one. Jensen getting his first save opportunity since joining the Red Ears. He's pitched in six games and has not allowed a run in 5 1/3 innings. Jensen is new to the bullpen. And he has never had a professional save. As his first pitch here to J.J. Matijevic misses for a ball. He'd been a starter his whole career, his pro career, until this year. 1-0 pitch to Matijevic, and it's fouled at the plate, and that just got a piece of Severino, but he's up on his feet and trying to walk it off. He'll need a moment, though. As Jensen had always been in the Cubs system. He was claimed off waivers by the Mariners not too long ago. And this is only his seventh appearance since joining the Red Ears. He was drafted as a starter out of Fresno State in 2019 and started in the lower levels with the Cubs and started last year at AA in the Cubs system. He even made a few starts this year at AA Tennessee before being moved to the bullpen. And the Cubs didn't use him in a save situation, and the Red Ears are for his first time as a pro right now. 1-1 pitch is up and away, 2-1 to Matijevic. Jensen in relief of Diego Castillo, who worked a scoreless eighth, allowing one hit and one walk with one strikeout and one big double play ball. 2-1 pitch, high and away, ball three, and Jensen is behind Matijevic, 3-1. Pitch, called a strike, 3-2. Here's his 3-2 on its way to Matijevic. And it is a called strike three. Fastball on the outside edge, and down goes Matijevic, and one man is out in the top of the ninth inning. And now Andrew Knapp will be the batter. Knapp's 1-for-3 with a single so far. Jensen's ready. Here's his pitch. And it is down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, poured in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Right here's lead 4-2, one out of the ninth. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss at the curve, and there's strike two. Jensen out ahead at half, a ball of two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, down low, 2-2. Let's go, 2-2 coming. And it is a swing and a bouncer towards short. Bliss gobbles it up, little toss to first in time for out number two. Red Ears are an out away from victory. Luke Berryhill, the batter. Berryhill, the very patient hitter, 0-for-2 with a walk today. He'll make Jensen throw strikes. Jensen with the pitch. And it is a fastball poured in there. 94 on the gun, strike one. Two outs of the ninth. The 0-1. Swung on, grounded up the middle, backhanded at second by Unroe. Throw to first, and it is in time for the out. Tenerowitz able to keep his foot on the bag, reeling it in. And the Red Ears get the win. 4-2, the final score, as Jake Shiner stars again. He hit a three-run homer and drove in four yesterday. Hit a three-run homer that gave the Red Ears today the lead in the seventh inning as Tacoma defeats Sugarland. 4-2 is the final score. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show, which is coming up next.
ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus is embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Raiders win. They beat Sugarland 4-2. Friday night fireworks about to start here at Cheney Stadium. The Raiders remaining two games out of first as they win tonight, but first place Round Rock also won tonight. Sugarland got two of the first because the Raiders had some sloppy defense, unlike this team, but well, it happened in the first inning today. Marcus Walden on the hill. Corey Jolks roped a double to right center with one out. Hensley singled to right, putting runners at first and third with one away. But then Shea Whitcomb hit what appeared to be a inning-ending double play ball to Jake Shiner at third, but Shiner threw it away, trying to throw it to second, threw it into right field. That brought in a run. And then with runners at the quarters, Whitcomb, who had reached first base, tried to steal second, and Pedro Severino threw down to second base, fired it into center field. That was a throwing error that allowed Hensley to score from third base. Two runs unearned scored in the first inning, and Sugarland was up 2-0. That was our score for a long time. Brandon Bielak for Sugarland tossed five shutout innings and got out of a jam big time in the fourth when he loaded the bases with one out and got Riley Unroe to hit into a double play. Frustrating inning for the Raiders, who also had a runner at third in the fifth and couldn't get him in. It was still 2-0 Sugarland when we got to the bottom of the seventh inning. Rhett Koba on the hill for Sugarland. He walked the leadoff hitter but then got a double play ball. And two outs, no one on. But that's when the rally started. Ryan Pliss singled sharply up the middle. And then Isaiah Gilliam drew a walk. And Zach Deloach drew a walk. And the Red Ears had the bases loaded. But then it was a wild pitch from Koba that scored Pliss from third base. Made it 2-1. Put runners at second and third. And then Jake Shiner followed by lifting a three-run homer to left field, giving the Red Ears a 4-2 lead. And it was a historic homer for Shiner, who became the seventh player in Tacoma history to reach 30 homers in a season. He also cracked the 100 RBI mark, giving him 102 on the season. The three-run shot gave the Red Ears the 4-2 lead in the seventh. In the eighth, a single, an error, and a walk loaded the bases for one out, with one out for Sugarland. But Diego Castillo got Shea Whitcomb to ground into an inning-ending double play. And then Ryan Jensen gets his first professional save, setting down the side in order in the ninth. Raiders win it 4-2. Final totals for Tacoma, 4 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, and 7 left on. Sugarland, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors left, 4 on base. Juan Ten gets the win. He's 2-1. Jensen the save, his first. Koba the loss, he's 1-1. Time of the ballgame, a brisk 2 hours and 18 minutes, and the attendance, 4,307. With the win, the Red Ears are 70-60 on the year, 33-22 in the second half, and Sugar Land is now 51-79, 18-37 in the second half. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 6:05. Darren McCacken against Spencer Arrighetti. Red Ears win 4-2. We'll check the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Red Ears win 4-2 over Sugar Land. Fireworks show beginning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Let's check the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners opened a 10-game road trip today at New York facing the Mets in an interleague series. And the Mariners entered play today tied in first place with Houston in the AL West. And that is still true, although the Mariners did lose today. The Mets beat the Mariners 2-1. Former Rainier Dan Vogelbeck with the go-ahead RBI single off Andres Munoz with two outs in the eighth inning. Mariners' bats were almost silenced by Kodai Senga, who struck out 12 over seven innings for the Mets. J.P. Crawford's solo homer, the only Mariner run today. So the M's drop a 2-1 decision to the Mets. Still tied at first place with Houston. The Astros lost at home to the Yankees 6-2. Yankees heralded phenom Jason Dominguez hitting a homer at his first big league at bat off Justin Verlander, and that set the Yankees on their way. And Aaron Judge hit his 250th major league homer in that game. And Texas still one game behind both the Mariners and the Astros. The Rangers lost at home to the Twins 5-1. Joe Ryan shut him down, went six innings, allowed one run, picked up his 10th win of the year. Other scores in the American League, Cleveland beat Tampa 3-2. Bo Naylor with a go-ahead RBI double in the seventh. Kansas City blasted the Red Sox 13-2 as Salvador Perez homered twice. Jordan Lyles, who leads the league leads the majors in losses with 15 for Kansas City, got the win today, went eight innings and allowed two runs and found himself in the win column. Detroit beats the White Sox 4-2. Eduardo Rodriguez pitched into the seventh to get the win there. And then the other American League game is still going. It's A's 9, Angels 2 in the ninth inning in Oakland. Interleague play, Toronto outlasted the Rockies at Coors Field. Got to outslug them, and that's what they did. Beat them 13-9 today as the Jays had 17 hits in that contest. And Arizona knocks off the Orioles 4-2 in Phoenix. National League score, Cubs and Reds double dip. Cubs won the opener 6-2 as Cody Bellinger homered and drove in three. Reds win the second game 3-2. Former Mariners prospect Noel V. Marte with a two-out walk-off RBI single in the ninth inning to give the Reds the win in the nightcap. The Marlins scored four in the top of the 11th and beat the Nationals 8-5. Garrett Hampson with a go-ahead two-run homer. Brewers scored three runs in the bottom of the eighth inning on a bases-loaded error by Phillies third baseman Alec Bohm, and the Brewers beat the Phillies 7-5. Pirates scored three in the 10th and beat St. Louis 4-2. The Pirates have won four in a row. San Diego leads the Giants 7-3. They're in the ninth inning in San Diego, and the Braves have a 6-0 lead over the Dodgers in the eighth inning at Dodger Stadium. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Rainiers win 4-2 over Sugar Land. We'll be back with more after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Four two, the Red Ears beat Sugarland. Fireworks show still going here at Cheney Stadium. Take a quick look here at the Pacific Coast League scoreboard. First place, Round Rock 1. They beat Oklahoma City 4-2. So the Red Ears are still two games back. Vegas now 1.5 back because they had a rare rainout, very rare rainout in the desert in Vegas. Salt Lake and Las Vegas going to play two tomorrow to make it up. And two games in progress. Sacramento leads Albuquerque 3-2 in the ninth, and Reno has an 8-4 lead over El Paso in the seventh. Well, the Red Ears lead this series now 3-1. They'll try to clinch a series win tomorrow night. First pitch 6:05. Pregame show will be 5:55. Darren McCacken starts against Spencer Arrighetti. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks for joining me. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 4, Sugarland 2. Have a great rest of your night.